How you doing? There we go. You guys excited to be here? Yeah? Awesome. It's a new format for us this year, this co-theater. And it gives us people who do evangelism and get to work with great partners a chance to tell the great stuff that we get to do on a daily basis. It has a great impact on not only Microsoft, but sometimes globally with NGOs like the Red Cross out of Geneva. So I'm going to tell you about this. And I'll tell you a little bit of background in a minute, but basically the Red Cross uses computer vision imagery to do a lot of work, humanitarian space, trying to identify refugees that are missing, forensics, satellite photography, and this all came out in a discussion that we had at a workshop last year. And the way we got to the workshop was I actually have a friend that teaches English to refugees in Europe. And she told me a story about a kid who'd been separated from his family on a migration from Syria, but he had a mobile phone. He had a smartphone with him with a dead battery. So they worked to get the battery replaced or recharged. And when he powered up the phone, he actually had a photo of his family on the phone. And that kind of clicked light bulb in my head. Said, hey, what if we took face recognition technology, took a photo of his family and potentially photos that they've uploaded elsewhere and do just automatic matching and see if we can't get this family back together, right? That that family unit is super important, especially in times of strife when you're having to flee your country and you have no idea what the future holds, right? So what I did is I started looking around for a partner to work with this idea. And I came across Trace the Face, which is a program that the Red Cross runs where they upload profile pictures of people who are looking for their family. And they put out this kind of missing or looking person's poster out in local offices. And it's also up on the website. So if you're looking for somebody, you can go to this website, look through and scan through the photos manually, page by page, and say, hey, I actually recognize that person. I know they're a part of my family, or I know whose part of family they are. And then you can reach out to the Red Cross, and they can start trying to make that family link back together. That's why it's called Restoring Family Links. And so that was the initial conversation we had last summer. And then it kind of spurred off this talk about further innovation and how they could use machine learning to do other interesting things, computer vision, machine learning, and some of their other problems that they have. So we scheduled a workshop in November. Myself and a couple other people flew out to Geneva, met at their headquarters there, and we talked about all the different problems they have. And then the realization during this talk, this discussion, was that they don't have a way to operationalize images through their organization. So right now, this site is built on SharePoint, so they upload photos into SharePoint. So the question is, how do you get those photos, take them, and pass them through something like Cognitive Services Face API to do the face matching, right? You could simply just call the API. It's just a RESTful API. But what if the rest of the organization wants to also see that data in their systems, and they also want to feed photos of people into that system, right? So now you have this cross-organization collaboration that's potentially happening instead of just being siloed in one site. So what we decided was we need to build a pipeline that's central to the organization that they can feed photographs into, go through any number of classifiers of these images, and then aggregate the results into a nice searchable database format so the entire organization has access to this. So we came up with this project called Imaginum, which is Latin for image. It's the demo includes a front-end portal built in React.js and a Node server backend. And then we decided on serverless architecture using Azure Functions to do the actual pipeline processing steps. Right? You guys probably heard a lot about Azure Function today already. you'll hear a lot more this week. It's a big push as we kind of get into this this idea of microservices, serverless architecture in the cloud. And the idea was that we wanted to make it easily expandable and pluggable. And these Azure functions, these serverless functions, give us the ability to do that. So we take this, we go through any number of classifiers. Right now, the demo pipeline will go through about 5 classifier steps. That's computer vision, face recognition, face matching, optical character recognition, and then a customized step that I actually can't talk about because it's on the down low. But maybe we'll see some results for that later. And then the easiest thing when you're consuming something like this is to store the aggregate result in a nice JSON blob, kind of like a property bag, and then put it in a document database or SQL, depending on what your organization structure is. All right, demo time. I'm going to actually exit out of this real quick. And I want to show you what the demo site looks like real quick. So I bought the...
Can you project a little? We're having a hard time hearing you.
You can't hear me? Okay. Can you guys having a hard time hearing me back there? No? Kind of okay. How's this? Better? I'm gonna bring out my man voice now. I went ahead and I thought this was important, so I bought the URL imaginum.io so that I could host this and share it with people as we build more and more on top of it and actually implement it at the Red Cross this summer. We're going to integrate it. So there's links to the GitHub repo on there and how to deploy it into Azure. We have this nice upload interface where we can drag and drop images in. And I'm just going to do a photo of myself. Going to process that. This is the output. I did it earlier, so this is the result we got earlier. But it just purely for demonstration purposes, we wanted to visualize the output of the pipeline and what you get with it. And so we have the faces carved out and actually stored separately, so we're not burdening the original image by further querying it and pulling it up. And this is all from cognitive services, the different APIs, computer vision and face and optical character recognition. And you get that that nice description of what's in the image. Sometimes it's spot on, but it is machine learning, so sometimes it can be off. It was pretty good. So, like I said, we wanted to make this expandable. And I'm just going to show you real quick how easy it is to add a step to the pipeline using an Azure function. This is an Azure function project that I built in Visual Studio. And have you guys had a chance to mess with the tools for Azure functions yet? They're pretty good. It makes it a little bit easier than just straight up scripting and script files. So there's some nice debugging tools that are added in. And you can deploy right from Visual Studio to Azure. Basically what I'm doing is I have an image in blob storage. Oh, come on now. And wait for my toolbox to initialize. Okay. I'm going to upload an image into blob. And typically, in an Azure function, a lot of the sample projects they have, that's good enough. You just use a blob trigger, and then you do something on the image. But we wanted it to be able to take a message, pick that up, and then carry on the message through the pipeline and continue passing that through instead of just images. So what we do is we upload the image, and then we post a message into a queue that this function's watching, uses a queue trigger, and then deciphers the blob URL from the message. This is what the message looks like. So you see just a simple JSON with the job definition. Here's the image URL. These are the steps in the pipeline. So each one of these is going to be a queue that gets passed to, the message gets passed to. And then the output's going to be put in this job output object right here. When it's done getting that message, it's going to go and get faces from the Cognitive Services Face API. And then it's going to process the output actually up into a DocumentDB database collection. So it's pretty straightforward technology-wise. But, you know, sometimes it's not about the technology, but why we built the technology and why we did this. All right. I'm just going to make sure, yep, there's my image. It's there. We're set up. So I'm going to show you a little bit how the local debugging works. So I'm going to run this. It actually makes use of the Azure Function CLI to do local debugging. So you can actually see it running. And it starts up a nice little host server for you. And it's ready to go. Now I'm going to take my test message. And I'm just going to drop it in this queue. OK. Switch back. Hopefully we catch it in time. Here we go. Boom. Done. Right. So now we have the face output JSON object from Cognitive Services Face API. We saved it off into DocumentDB. So that's the essential part of the way the pipeline works. And the idea is we could use any type of REST call or locally executed machine learning framework, like maybe CNTK or TensorFlow, and we can actually call that from a function locally, and then store those results in that aggregate JSON object. All right. Back here. Some resources. So imaginum.io is the main project website. There's the GitHub link as well. It is fully open source, so if you guys make use of it and want to contribute back in, I would love to see pull requests, some activity from the community, learn more about Azure Functions. That was the only shortened link I could find to Cognitive Services, was the Project Oxford. But that'll get you there. And then the demo that I just ran, I actually have the source code up in my repo as well. So you guys want to download that and take a look. Any questions?
What's the minimum Visual Studio? What's the minimum Visual Studio?
The minimum Visual Studio required for this would be 2015. And just to note, like, if you get a chance to go to the Azure Function sessions this week, definitely go, because there's a lot of new cool stuff coming out in Visual Studio 2017. For matching, not with the system. Okay, so with the manual system, they've matched over 300 people so far in the past 3 years. And they're expecting a good uptick once they integrate with us this summer. Yep. Any more questions? No? Yeah? Where are they finding the potential family photos? Yeah. So the Red Cross organization, so you have the International Commission for the Red Cross in Geneva, which is the original parent organization. And then you have like the country organizations, which are basically their own entity. They operate separately, but with support from the main entity in Geneva. And so they build this technology for them to use. And this is one of the most requested features from the field is we have people on the ground who can upload photos. And they're the ones that actually take the photos of the people and upload them into the site. And they said, and oftentimes those people will have pictures of their family members, right? And so the chances of a mother and a father or a husband and wife ending up in different countries in Europe is really, really high. And they get separated somewhere at a border crossing, getting into Greece or somewhere. And then they have photos of each other they upload into the site. And that's actually how they've been reconnected so far. So it's a really cool, inspirational story. Anyone else? Yeah. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I still can't hear you. Let me... Not there, but...
Okay, how would someone want to help for some other reason? What is going to be the chance to get to the United Nations and offer them some help? How would
you find? That's a great question. So the, am I back on? Okay. So the question was, how can someone contribute and help with now this project or the actual Family Links project? A new project. Yeah. Well, this is a tool that anybody could use. It's just a component that you could plug into an overall solution. So if you have a project that you're working on and you need some feature like this, where you're passing images through classifications in an automated way, then you could use it. Okay. Is that answer? No, I guess not.
I have a project here. It's about water wells.
It's about?
To monitor water wells.
Okay, water wells.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know how you get a contact with United Nations.
United Nations?
How would you help? How do you find the path to get there?
I tell you what, why don't you come talk to me and my team offline. We actually, one of our talks coming up is actually about work that we did with the United Nations. So we have a lot of good contacts in NGOs. Okay? Sound good? All right. Well, thanks, everyone. I think I'm like right at 2.5 minutes. Any last things? Yeah. It's still, that's still a work in progress because while we built a way to match faces, we're not quite sure if it's going to work once we integrate into their live system, right? So we actually, our team operates on this model called a hack fest where we go in for like 5 days and we just hack with the partner and build something. And we're going to go this summer and do like an integration hack fest. And that's something we'll hash out there and just make sure that it works. Because right now it's just like a theory, like this is how it would work. But once we actually delve into their code and see, you never know, right? Okay, thanks everyone.